Welcome to the Build Guild Podcast, a professionally unprofessional podcast for makers.
And?
Who are you?
I'm Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
And I'm a trim carpenter.
Oh.
Ooh.
Jack is the brother to the sisters we married.
Yeah, he's our brother-in-law.
Yep.
Does he look like your wives at all?
Not really.
I don't think so.
Although he's growing, he's getting his hair pretty
hair
long,
goes,
so.
The more it looks.
But that's okay. Yeah. Long hair is awesome.
If you're trapped on an island, Jack's my wife.
Oh dear.
Brian's hair is super long right now.
That's right.
It looks good.
Thank you. Man bun.
Like an art teacher show.
There you go.
It's like an art.
Embracing my
fate. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You wear a bow tie out of school?
No, I do not. That's just silly. No, that's for English teachers.
Yeah. And a sweater vest.
Or science teachers who are men. Okay, sweater vest I would consider. But back to Jack. Okay. What do you wear to work?
I wear typically long pants
and
a polo shirt.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you do look professional on the job. Good for you.
We have to enter people's homes now and again,
and I
like to be presentable.
Okay.
What? So
you tuck in your shirt?
No, I don't tuck in my shirt.
Okay, good. Keeping it real
in
some small way.
Yes. You know it's like really official for me to tuck in a shirt.
You got to have long sleeves and tuck it in and wear a name tag and everything.
You
don't tuck it in, you slob.
I do. I slack. Oh, man, it's terrible.
Polos get tucked in. If you're entering people's homes.
No.
Go, rewind us now. You went to school, but you didn't go to school for
take it from the
carpentry.
Top.
No. Okay.
Rewind us back for the path to get to where you are right now.
Yes, please.
You're a full-time carpenter.
I'm a full-time carpenter. I actually get paid
to do
what I do.
Unlike anybody at this table.
What is that like?
I don't know. Yeah, I want to know.
I have benefits. I have a steady wage.
Oh, man.
So
I'm out.
Are you working for a huge company or are you by yourself?
I work for a relatively big company. It may still be qualified as a small company, but we're all over the state of South Carolina, and there's about 350 employees roughly for the whole company.
It's a big company.
So our office has about 30 people between administration, management, and techs in the field.
Are you straight out of Hilton Head?
Close.
Okay.
So we live right off of Hilton Head Island in South Carolina.
Oh, gosh.
About 15 minutes from the beach.
Okay.
Nice.
So.
Explain.
But you're from Cersei.
So you went to college. What'd you do that for?
So I went to college and graduated in 2018, December of 2018. I may be one of the youngest people y'all have had on here.
That is possible.
Yeah.
I think so.
We don't ask people their ages.
Yeah.
Well, I'm 23.
Wow.
Yes,
I'm going
I think you're the
to soon.
More than likely.
Probably.
So yeah. I graduated. I went to Harding, like a lot of people at this table. Most people. Not you.
Not me.
Not you.
Not me.
School of Hard Knocks for Cody. Mm.
I went to business school.
For explosions.
What schools?
Business school.
What's a school?
Yeah. I got a degree in business management, and I have not used it yet, but I might be using it soon.
Okay.
So
there you go.
We'll just see. Coronavirus has slowed some things down. And so I graduated in December of 2018, and I worked for a Walmart distribution center for 8 months, and I hated it because it's horrible. And we looked for jobs around this area, and I couldn't really find anything better. And so we knew we liked Savannah, Georgia. We looked east. We found Hilton Head and Bluffton, South Carolina, which is about 30 minutes out of Savannah. I looked for jobs I was interested in. I looked up carpentry. I found entry-level carpenter position, and I applied, and I got it. And within 2 weeks, we had both found jobs and moved.
Wow.
So when you're going from, I have no background in carpentry, to apply to a carpentry job, how does that work?
Yes, do
how
tell.
How did you get hired with...
Tell us how that works.
Kind of why people buy furniture from me.
Fortunately for me, and I've applied for other carpentry companies in Arkansas before, and typically they say, we're looking for experienced carpenters. Well, where do experienced carpenters come from originally? You know, how do these people build up years of experience?
Pixie dust.
Fortunately for me, I found a company that, at the time I was hired, had a 6-week training program They have programs for you to be able to purchase tools. They'll assist you in that. And the way it's structured was, at the time I was hired, very good for someone who was coming from owning no tools and having no professional experience in a construction environment to establishing yourself and getting things rolling. So
that's the advantage of a large company, I would imagine. Yeah.
Explain to me this school. Like, is it, you go to a school of woodworking, or is it like you're just going to a job site?
He got on the school bus every day. There was a table saw in the back.
I packed my little lunch. No, so this program, they called it, well, I won't say what they called it, because I'm probably not going to say my company name on here, just in case I say anything that gets me in trouble.
All right.
That's fair enough.
Can't hurt to be safe.
I probably shouldn't say mine ever. But you do you.
But it was a 6-week program in Charleston, South Carolina, which is about 2 hours away from where we're living now. They put you up in a hotel 5 nights a week. You show up at the job site 7 a.m. You're working with a few other guys that have typically no carpentry experience.
That is so sketchy to me. I'm sorry. Like,
is this on somebody's house?
Yeah.
Like, okay, we're making this house.
And then they turn you loose on someone's house.
Now you've got a trainer.
Yeah. So that's akin to going to like a hospital that's training a bunch of people.
So somebody was right there with you side by side, effectively apprenticing for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Telling you, hey, stupid, don't do that.
Well, yeah, that's
every time you tried to do something wrong.
You might not have said stupid.
Okay. All right. Good.
My first thing is like safety.
Yes.
Like, these people probably never even held tools, right?
I'd assume you probably did because you wanted to be a woodworker.
We're not monkeys. Like
a carpenter. You know what it is, at least.
Yeah, you said that.
I don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
So, fortunately, I mean, we're a little more niche than just general go into a house and do everything. I mean, there's a few things that my company specializes in. We were originally a door company. So we had in the 60s or 50s, we opened up, and all we had was a retail store. We sold doors, we installed doors, and then they've slowly expanded into trim. Most of what we do now is installing exterior doors. We'll subcontract out most of the complete trim packages. And then after floors are installed, we'll come in, we'll install the shoe mold, we'll do any punch work, anything that's damaged by the painters or whatever finger you want to point at whoever, we'll come in and fix that.
Cool.
Afterward, get things ready for the house to close.
Nice.
So, yeah. So 6 weeks in Charleston, you're showing up at a job site, you're working side by side with a bunch of guys. I mean, if we're shoeing a house, if you're learning how to shoe a house, there's typically four guys in a garage.
Explain what shoeing is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
So shoe mold is that little curved piece of wood that many of you at home might have bottom of your baseboard.
Shoe mold. So that's fancy.
Shoe mold. There's cabinet shoe or cab shoe. There's quarter round. Whatever you want to call it.
Called all of it quarter round.
Yep, me too.
Yeah. So
that's what I'm used to.
Quarter round is technically what we use.
Quarter.
Shoe mold is a different measurement, but we don't use shoe mold anymore, so we call it all shoe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
If we were learning how to do that, there's four of us in a garage. Each one has our own miter saw stand and miter saw set up.
Oh, okay.
And we're all working through a house, tackling one house at a time. And that's how we learn how to do that. We would tag team exterior doors, get together, and you learn all the steps of the process, how to work with the flash tape, how to cut the house wrap in the right places, and how to level and plumb a door.
That's
to seal it correctly.
Skill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
No.
It's easy-ish, but it takes a skilled set to make the door.
Depends on the size of the door.
Oh, yeah.
If you're working with an 8-foot unit, solid core door, you're working with something that weighs probably close to 70 to 100 pounds. And if you're setting that on your own, which is what we do once we're in the field, that can be
hard.
Dangerous if you're not capable.
So they're not a general contractor. They're not putting up the house.
No.
You just go in and trim it out.
Yes.
It's basically all so, what your job is, straight up.
So my job, day to day, is probably 50% punch work. So 50% repairing trim that was installed by a contractor that we subcontracted out to. So we're kind of a sub that subs out stuff.
Yeah.
That's so cool,
everybody
man.
Subs everything out. Yeah. And it's like, who is actually doing the job?
I know. And how do I get in on this? Yeah. Like, how do I just, like, passing it on? Like, yeah. We'll take that order.
Uh-huh.
Let me call this guy.
You won't know that it's... Yeah. I'll stamp my name on it, but... Yeah.
Or actually, it's like, someone called me, and then I called my guy. So that's basically what you guys are doing.
Yeah,
okay.
So, because we're... And it, I mean, it's good for us because I get paid an hourly wage, which is better than getting paid per job.
Hmm.
Because that means I could count on 40 hours a week instead of getting paid...
Whether it's
75
60
bucks
or,
for a house, and it may take me 3 hours, it may take me 10 hours.
Yeah.
It just depends on the situation.
Yeah.
If it's raining, if there's other people in the house.
What's the other 50%?
So 50% punch work and 50% installing hardware or shoe. Now, hardware is another thing we do. We install all the door hardware in most of the homes that we work in. So knobs, latches, locks, bathroom hardware, toilet paper holders and towel bars and towel rings. So anything with Moen or Kwikset or Schlage on it is usually installed by us. And we also do blinds. So we do
window treatments.
Yeah.
Cool.
Nice. So how do you, so you do that for 6 weeks?
So
in
6 weeks
curve,
in training, and then...
And how confident did you feel coming out of that 6 weeks that, like, you were on your own?
I felt pretty good about everything we learned. Now, that wasn't in-depth on, you know, we didn't do much handrails or anything like that.
Yeah.
There's some that we didn't do crown at the school.
Okay.
And so those are things that I've kind of had to pick up in the field on
my own.
Oh,
you have done?
So I have, I mean, that stuff... you. Watch YouTube videos and
right.
figure out how to do
so
crown.
Have you ever done any of that crazy jigsawing compound patterns into
upside down
trim work on the ceiling or molding? No. Okay.
I've done crown. I've repaired some, you know, we do false beams in certain houses and stuff like that. We do some custom work. It just depends. We do more of the stuff we do is production homes.
Okay.
You know, it's homes that are going up in just a couple months, and so
like stick built, like
I
got you.
Okay,
you're not doing like custom homes with like ornate weird.
No,
okay,
that is not. We are a faster and bigger.
Nobody got time for that. I got you.
So,
how long have you been doing this now?
So about 9 months. So we moved there in August, middle of August, just kind of on a whim, and I've been. We moved there on a Thursday, and I started on Monday.
I'm more fascinated about the fact that you guys pretty much just threw a dart at a map.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just went.
Let's go east, honey.
There's no one there that you know.
Let's see.
Hilton Head? Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Savannah, Georgia's okay, but so I'm going to aim for that. Mm-hmm. Oh, the dart hit this.
Yeah.
Let's go to South Carolina.
You know, there could be hurricanes there. Ah, forget it. Let's go anyway.
Yeah, we had to evacuate within the first...
Oh yeah.
3 weeks we were
welcome
there.
To South Carolina.
Yeah.
So I can't even remember the name of
we're
15
the
hurricane
minutes from the beach
because it didn't hit.
Not anymore.
It did not where we were.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, hurricane season might not be fun this year.
Okay.
But being 15 minutes away from the beach is nice.
Okay.
I mean, it's whatever. It's COVID, murder hornets, or hurricanes. So just take it.
Or tornadoes in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 9 months in. What are your thoughts on, is this what you expected? Is it something you want to keep doing? If someone were to come to you and be like, hey, you did this, should I do it? Is it the best way to learn? What are your thoughts on all that?
I think it's what you put in is what you're going to get out.
Yeah.
This is the kind of, you'd be surprised by how little some people will try.
Did anyone quit?
Oh, turnover is a huge problem.
Okay.
You know, and part of that is just the area we live in is it's a lot of people's second and third homes.
Okay.
The community is elderly. I mean,
okay.
It's a lot of old people.
Retired?
Yeah. Retired.
And vacation homes.
Or rich.
All right.
Retired or rich, or both. and there's not very many young people at all.
Okay.
And the school district is great, so the young people there are typically, you know, mid-30s, and they've already settled down and had kids. And so my wife and I have not
met. You guys are weirdos.
Yeah, we've not met anyone our age.
No kids in your 20s.
These drifters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're listening from South Carolina, wait, South or North?
South.
South Carolina, and anywhere near where Jack just said, reach out to him. Yeah, he needs friends.
He's an okay guy.
They're weirdos, man. Don't talk to me. Leave me alone.
Madeline's
okay,
from
never mind.
Maybe stay far, far away.
Maybe not. I don't know. He's got good hair.
Yeah, his hair's pretty.
His hair's pretty.
So when you're a mess, you get out what you get into it. Yeah. You feel like you got out a good amount. You made the right choice.
Yeah,
you happy with the choice
I feel like because I'd already done the college thing, so I had already graduated. I had my degree, so it's not like I'm just looking for a job to pay bills. I'm looking for potentially what I might be doing as a career for the next 20 plus years.
So you don't want to go back
to
college,
then climb that ladder.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
You want to get a graduate degree?
I don't.
No,
I don't need one yet.
Yeah, okay,
so
don't get one.
Ben's like, no, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Just thought I'd ask.
Don't go into debt until you want to just go into debt.
Yeah.
What's the ladder to climb? What would you be your next step? So you're on your own trimming.
Yeah.
Right. What's the next step? What does that look like?
So the next step would be, if you're the kind of person that enjoys doing the hands-on stuff all the time, you can pursue mastery. I mean, any carpentry company is going to allow you to pursue.
That's
you know,
what's up.
They'll give you a certificate, you know, a certificate with a sticker on it that says you've got 10,000 hours or however that works. But if you want to be a master carpenter and get paid a ridiculous amount per hour, then you can pursue that, or you can go the management route, which would be what I'm probably looking to do with my degree, which would be a field manager position. I would be assigning work to a few field technicians, installers, so people like me right now. I'd have a few guys underneath me that I could
point
and say, stick a nail in that.
Oh, all right.
And I'd also be responsible for taking care of a few neighborhoods. So I'd do trim takeoffs on houses, measure the houses out for what they need. You know, we have option orders, so I'd have to order the hardware for that house if they want bronze or if they want nickel. Or if they want Madison,
what's the most used color in a house right now? Trend.
Nickel is probably what we do most of.
Yeah.
Is it brushed?
Yeah, brushed nickel.
That's what all of our stuff inside the house is.
Yeah,
it's the first thing we did when we moved in.
Removed
everything.
It's gold.
Nickel. Gold. When was your house built?
It was
It was pretty new.
It was built in '95.
Okay.
And then when I, the realtor, when I was looking at it, I was like, man, this is all outdated. And then they're like, gold's making a comeback. And I was like, sure, okay, whatever.
Trump, man.
4 years Trump later, not making a comeback.
It will.
Not
yet. Just got to wait for it.
Wait for it.
It's like playing the stock market.
Yeah.
Just wait for gold comeback.
Wait for gold comeback.
It'd be nickel or bronze.
Yeah.
Oil rub bronze is kind of the...
Yeah.
Or old world bronze. Mm-hmm. Either one of those are kind of the... probably more expensive options that people order. So it's probably about 30% bronze and 70% nickel that we install.
I'm waiting for those puke green bathtubs to come back too. You guys remember those?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
Not really.
They're like or pink. Remember the pink ones?
Vaguely.
In like old homes?
Yeah, yeah. We just came from a house and went to Heart Group today, and they have a red sink. Red kitchen sink, like Christmas red. They bought the house. That is not their choice color of choice.
You slip with a knife and cut yourself, you'll never be able to tell when you're done bleeding.
And the cabinets are Christmas green.
Okay, that no.
That's festive.
No,
I don't understand.
That's a big fat no.
Whatever.
I like red, but no.
I think they painted the sink too. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's
just
not
red
great.
Paint.
It's not good.
You know what? I love Christmas. Crazy.
The good thing about your job, let's say you don't stay in that field, then you find something different.
Yeah.
In my opinion, you're doing something that can translate over to everyday life as well.
Yeah.
It's not like when I worked at the Bible House, I now have this useless knowledge of where what publisher I buy X, Y, and Z from, that does not translate to anything else.
Yeah.
You can now at least trim your own home.
Yeah. Well, I have tools now.
Yeah. Tell us about the tools.
Yeah.
Let's discuss tools.
That was fun.
You go in with no tools.
Yep, nothing.
You're required to buy your own tools.
Yeah.
How does that work from a, oh, my drill just broke, but the company requires you to have the drill to use it to do your job? Are you personally responsible for that? They give you an allowance?
There is a program with this company that they will give you, I guess, kind of an advance. They'll give you X amount of dollars, and they'll say you can buy the tools you need, and over 12 weeks you're going to pay us back, and we'll take it out of your paycheck.
So they're giving you a loan?
Yeah. Zero interest loan.
Zero interest loan, okay.
So, with a pretty quick payback, depending on how much you spend.
First tools you bought?
Yeah, what'd you get?
So, I went all yellow, all DeWalt.
Black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow.
Stop it, stop. He said yellow.
Mm. Black and yellow.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Mm. Yellow and black.
That's a good choice.
And
it's the Steelers.
Oh, right. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Yankees.
Mm. So they require a drill and a driver, you know, an impact driver, a drill, a miter saw, and a lot of other things are kind of optional. Circular saw you need for certain things on the job. I have the multi-tool. I mean, I did the five-tool pack that DeWalt sells. It comes with the multi-tool, the circular saw.
Should have went with Hart, man.
The Sawzall.
I don't think Hart existed at that point.
Oh, yeah, it was 9 months ago. Probably not. Yeah.
What's
Hart?
Hart Tools?
Hart Tools. Walmart
brand. I've not
it's the Walmart brand, bro. Walmart exclusively brand. At Walmart.
And your shop.
And my shop.
Are you buying that stuff?
No, sponsored by yours.
So they must be pretty cheap, right?
Shut your mouth, Jack. Snap.
That's really... I mean, I used to work for Walmart. No. So,
they are very cost-effective.
Cost effective.
Cost effective.
There it is.
But they're working in your shop.
Dude, they were great.
I mean...
Are they shop effective?
Yeah. Well, I haven't broke anything yet.
What have you bought?
How long have you had?
Or received?
About a month.
That's true.
I don't even know.
What have you bought?
I don't even know how this works. What do you own now that is Hart?
Brian doesn't get anything for free, he doesn't know how it works.
So, yeah, I reached out to Hart. Being a Walmart exclusive tool, Walmart starting in Arkansas... Organic being a Arkansas.
Oh, yeah, it's a good company. Angle to play.
Yeah,
I
that's
see.
Exactly how okay. I played it. And they were like, yeah, we'd love to like work something out. So they sent me drill, driver, things that you would see in the YouTube videos. Circular saw, battery powered circular saw. They are also sponsoring our giveaway that we are doing. And
yes,
the winner
currently,
will be,
right now.
Yeah, yeah. Winner will be announced Wednesday.
Wednesday. So when this comes out, you have
2 days.
Less than 24 hours, because we release it on a Tuesday morning.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so less than 20. Yeah, you're right.
Organic woodwork.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you're listening to this.
On Instagram.
Get on Instagram.
They are organic.
What's in this prize pack?
So they're doing a four-tool pack. It's like a drill, driver. Can't remember what else.
Sawzall?
Circular saw?
Sawzall's
no, part
of it. Sawzall and right, a flashlight.
Sweet.
Reciprocating saw.
Whatever. It's I know.
Sawzall's a brand.
Thanks, Dad. Yeah.
Like a Q-tip or a Kleenex.
Thanks, Dad. Okay. Well, I mean, you call a circular saw a skill saw sometimes. So.
Yeah, I do.
Wisebon is giving away a deep pour kit.
Of epoxy.
Of epoxy.
Yes.
And Merca.
Merca.
Is giving
your
away
people.
Five boxes of the Abernet sandpaper, which is like a 50 pack.
Wow, that's a lot of sandpaper.
Yes, please.
The winner's choice of grit.
Nice.
Yeah.
Jack, do you use sandpaper in your job?
I don't see
a lot of sanding in your life.
So working in, I guess, residential construction, it's construction sites. We're wearing hard hats all the time.
But trim carpentry, the house is basically done at this point.
What is that hard hat?
Depends
dude,
on
hair.
What we're installing at the time. So there's painters around, there's different crews around, so when I need sandpaper, typically I can walk in a house that was just painted and there'll be a sanding block on the floor right there.
Cool.
Yeah.
So I never go out and
free
buy
sandpaper.
So, what's up? We don't have to sand a whole lot, it's just sometimes to fill in some seams and some trim.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the stuff that you put on, is it already pre-primed, I'm guessing?
Depends on if it's MDF, it's pre-primed, but the neighborhood I work in, it's mostly wood trim.
Okay.
So it's not pre-primed. It's straight wood. The shoe that we put on, or the quarter round we put on, is usually primed. But okay. Everything else is just straight up pine.
Hmm. Nice.
Pine. Interesting.
Pine.
I hate oak. Oak trim.
Why?
I'm looking at more house. I just don't like the...
The grain pattern?
The grain pattern of oak.
Well, fine.
Well, most people, they grain would only snob. Use oak if they didn't paint it. And they stained it.
Yeah. I don't and like no the grain one, pattern, though.
Yeah, well, no one likes wood stained crown molding and trim, really.
It's a good
it
point.
It makes everything look really dark. It's
got to be some shade
now.
Of white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything in the other
you
modern
don't paint.
White.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you
now,
don't usually
I guess
paint
you could,
oak.
If
huh?
you're going to use hardwood for like crown molding and like shoeing and stuff, you probably do like a colored Rubio monocoat on it. That way you still get the grain, but you also lighten up the color.
Rubio.
Do you use any
but that
oils
would be
or anything?
Super
or
expensive.
Just,
no.
Do you,
yeah,
do,
wood.
You know, do you do any painting, any staining
I
of anything?
I just discovered how expensive that stuff is.
Not,
I mean, it's good stuff.
Not
you use
in
that
the
stuff, right?
subdivision I
yeah,
work in.
It's one coat for a
so,
reason.
So there okay. are some things that I've seen us deliver some stain before, some quick stain products before. I don't think we do any staining in any of the neighborhoods we work in.
No sanding, no staining.
No sanding, no staining. That is the job for me.
There's a little bit of sanding.
A little bit.
You'd be surprised.
Just a little bit.
You'd be surprised how easy it is to overspray on some of our products.
Yeah.
You know, if a banana, yeah. yeah.
If you were to sand, you would use Merca sandpaper, right?
Yes, you would.
Another product he's sponsored by.
Yeah. I'm getting the trend here.
In the giveaway. In the giveaway.
Welcome to the Bill
I don't
podcast.
Have, I don't yes. have the benefit of being sponsored by anyone.
Cody's getting. Yeah.
Because I don't have
so, but why don't you do, so you don't do any like social media thing? I guess like being on your phone is probably frowned upon.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't want to be on my phone.
He's probably actually making sure he doesn't chop things off with all the power tools.
What's
that,
really yeah. sad is that you would have the most content ever because you're working this
yeah.
daily. That's what I find really interesting about content creation.
Get Madeline to follow you around.
I could GoPro it.
Oh,
GoPro
okay.
It, yeah.
There you go.
That's why I started doing stories. Because it was
stories.
Taking me, like, for like I would be like, well, I could take a picture right now, but if I just do stories, like, everybody just sees what I'm doing. So
it's people love stories. Did you see there's a new YouTube channel that it is, like, Dad, How Do I? I think that's what it's called. Dad, How Do I?
No.
And this guy acts as if you didn't have a father, and he was your father explaining, like, okay, son, this is how you change a toilet. It, in 2 months... went from 0 to 2 million subscribers.
Really?
Huge.
Well,
huge.
I have a lot to say about that.
Okay.
What does that have to say about the absent family, like
oh,
father
yeah,
in
absolutely.
Our
sure.
like, society? That's
absolutely.
Crazy.
Yes.
Whoa.
Which is also at the very center of why things are the way they are, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
In my opinion.
No kids for you.
No kids.
No kids on
no
the
kids.
Way.
Not yet.
No. Okay, that's
no
why
kids
I thought
that
you
you've
came.
Abandoned.
That's why I thought you came. No.
Should have seen the look
so
he just got.
Like, wait, am I allowed to say this?
No.
Are
no.
You, well,
we just bought a house, so we're
explain the
very
process
much,
of buying a home.
Very much in debt.
So right. some
did you
some
the,
our
did
listeners
did you do the molding?
Yes.
Not yet,
no.
but I probably will because my wife will not like what's already in there.
Explain the process of buying a house
yeah,
to someone who has
to,
not done it yet.
To Hilton Head Beach.
Okay.
First home ownership.
First, you throw the dart.
Yeah. First
spot.
You leave college, then you throw a dart and move.
I would say first.
And you went to rent it. You're renting right now.
Yes.
Start that way. You're renting
right
a
now.
How big?
400 square feet.
400 square
feet. Advertised as 500. It is not 500. I measured it.
Stinky.
Okay.
Oh,
they're counting the attic space, maybe.
It's actually 396 square feet. No attic space.
And it's
space.
You two and a dog.
It's us.
A full-size
us
dog.
Us two, a golden retriever, and a rabbit.
A rabbit?
Well, why wouldn't you?
Was a rabbit in
why not?
This? Was it? Did you move into the rabbit's cage?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Feet, bro.
The rabbit was no, there.
We've had the rabbit for years.
What is the price of a rental unit in beachfront for 392 square feet a
so,
month?
So, beachfront, I don't know.
Or,
but,
I mean, you're...
You know, close to the water.
Close to the
right
water.
Right off the island. As cheap as we could find it.
Uh-huh.
It is about $1,100 a month.
$1,100 a month. Crazy.
So
crazy. Crazy to us. That's
yeah, crazy
my
to
us
because we're sitting here in this low cost of living
that's
corner
so
of Arkansas.
400 square feet.
That has no water touching it.
My, there you go. My apartment in Hawaii only paid like $2,100 and had like 1,500 square feet. South Carolina, man, they are like...
It's Hilton Head, yo.
There's a lot. I lived in like,
Hawaii. Is super expensive.
Super. It was super expensive.
So you were in an almost 400 square foot apartment.
And I was nowhere near the water, to be sure.
Yep.
And you were looking for a house.
We were looking for a house.
And your wife went out driving, and she said, hey, let's get this.
So, first I would say,
yeah,
evaluate your financial situation.
That's excellent advice.
We did.
Good for you.
Good.
We
good
both
for you.
Leg up on the game already.
Very blessed to be compensated very well for the work that we do.
Good.
I, in a regular part of the year when there's not a virus going on, have the ability and the... I can pretty much work as many overtime hours as I want.
Nice.
Within reason.
Yeah.
So a typical week for me would usually be around 50 hours. But I could work certain times of the year up to 60 if I wanted to. So evaluate your financial situation.
Read Dave Ramsey.
Get pre-approved before you waste the buyer's time and the seller's time.
Get pre-approved.
Yes. Yes.
Which, I hate
which
the people
if you're
that
using a realtor, your realtor should be like,
yes.
They should have told you.
If you have
that.
A good realtor, they'll tell you yes. to get pre-approved. Yeah. Also, pay attention to school districts, because this county over here might be $50,000 cheaper, but when you go to sell that house, it might take you five times as long.
Dude, people sure. buying your house are not going to be buying your house and having kids, or with kids.
Are you sure?
Like, how many kids are you going to fit in
oh,
that?
No, he means the house he's buying. Not the house he's
oh,
living in.
Oh,
no.
It's not the same rental.
No,
okay,
no,
good.
No,
you said you're renting.
You would be surprised.
Renting a house and...
You'd
yeah,
be surprised.
I thought you said it was like rent-to-own
no, no,
thing.
No, no,
I mean, there are people
sorry,
in this
buddy,
complex.
I was like, yeah.
There are people in our complex that have three kids, and they live in a 400-square-foot apartment.
Yeah.
So, it's just... God it's just
you got to do what you got to do.
It's as cheap as they go. Yeah. I mean, it's that's what they can afford, and it's... It's tough, but yeah. So get
you
pre-approved.
Did the pre-approved
we
stuff.
Did got the pre-approval. We
then
you
you're
know
like, let's go drive around.
Talk to
a
realtor. We paid attention to the school districts, so we knew that the county we were in was the county we wanted to live in. We didn't want to go any further out, even if it was much cheaper to buy a house in a different county. You kind of want to just get a feel for what kind of neighborhood you want to be in. Do you want to be in a gated neighborhood? Most of the neighborhoods there are gated. Mm-hmm. And that here might seem like, oh, a gated community.
That's pinky up, my friend. I don't know what that
is. It is not. Quality of the homes wise, gated community means nothing.
Okay.
It just means you have to enter a code.
I lived in a gated
home.
Community once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Pinky up.
Shared a cell with all those guys.
Okay.
But it's... You know, just pick what you like. We wanted to stay relatively close to the island because that's where my wife works. That's where her office is. And so the side of town we were on, there's a few nice neighborhoods near there. We knew we'd have a pretty good ability down the road to sell the house. And so we found a house. It's for us, it's really nice. I mean, we think it's a really nice house. It's way more expensive. It's in a way different ballpark than we ever thought we would be playing in price-wise. Because coming from Arkansas, you can, for $150,000, you can get what? I mean, at least a 2,000, I mean, more than that, probably a 2,000-square-foot house.
Sure.
What, here?
Yeah.
But to get a 2,000-square-foot house where we are, you're looking at more than 300.
Okay.
You're looking at probably 320,000 roughly,
okay.
That ballpark. So,
just increase everything by 33% or more.
Granted, I couldn't make what I'm making in Arkansas.
Right.
Absolutely.
It's all relative.
I'm sure.
So, it's a different ballpark that we're playing in financially. But we found a nice neighborhood. We got we think it's a really good deal on a house in a neighborhood that the property values have gone up.
Good.
$50,000 in the last 2 years.
Oh, well, okay then.
So, as far as I'm concerned, it's a pretty
ride
good
that train.
Financial investment.
Yeah.
There's some updates we want to do to it, but we're really excited.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So, you're closing.
We're closing July 1st.
You have under contract closing July 1st.
We are under contract. We looked it up on Zillow again the other day, and it now has the little red bubble that says under contract.
Let's make sure that they accepted this.
Got it.
So yeah. They accepted it. We offered what they were asking, and we lumped in the. We didn't negotiate down because we're putting zero down.
Yeah.
We qualified for USDA. Mm. So we were very fortunate. We thought we were going to have to lump in our overtime pay into our finances to see what we could qualify for. Turns out, had we been able to do that, we would not have qualified for the USDA loan. So we got very lucky.
Yeah, that's what we got when we bought this house. Because I was the only one working. Molly was still in school. And we looked at like 15 houses. They were all not wonderful. I wasn't making a very great wage, and it was only me. So, and then they're like, when we kind of were like, okay, which one do we decide to pick? They were like, oh, something's coming available, because there's a family, that's a family of realtors. Like, my dad has something somebody's going to sell. We came, we walked, like, we opened the door. Yep, bought it. 100%, yep. Here you go. It wasn't even on the market yet. This is it, because we knew. Walking in. Oh, that was the most stressful buying of my life.
Really?
Houses, cars, insurance. I hate all three of them.
Yeah.
I despise it. Don't enjoy it.
Never had an issue.
Really?
That's great for you, man. I mean, it wasn't like an issue. It's just like super stressful.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Is it just like looking number-wise where it's like you're going in on a contract?
Man, if you choose wrong and then a month in the house falls apart,
I got you. Okay.
You are screwed.
Like, well, you can always set it on fire and claim insurance.
I don't know what it was.
Yeah, there's that.
I'm kidding. I'm not an artist.
Cody is joking.
I'm joking.
Well, and for us, it was
watch
the...
My house.
Yeah, watch it burn next week.
I'm like, oh, crap.
I know a guy. Burns.
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
The place of employment burned down.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, as long as you don't leave the generator plugged in.
Guy's friends with Ben Myers, who used to work at the Bible Bookhouse.
Burned to the ground.
There's a pattern forming here.
For us, we were nervous that, you know, if we walked two houses and we picked the first one we walked, we kind of knew going in that that's the one we wanted. But we were afraid it had only been on the market for 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
So if we don't decide now,
Is
it going to be gone by Monday?
Yeah.
If we do decide now, is there going to be another house on Monday that we like even more than this one?
Yeah.
And when you're investing, you know, hundreds of thousands
more
of dollars.
More money ever have invested in your
of
life.
Of someone else's money.
For sure,
into a house.
Yeah.
You're kind of concerned about those things. But we walked it a Friday afternoon, and by Friday night, we had kind of talked about the location and the price, and we just thought we should jump on it.
Yep.
So.
There you go.
We did.
Hmm.
What's the first thing you're going to do when you move in?
We're going to paint all the walls white.
Paint all the walls white.
What are they now?
Right now, yeah.
Just different, I guess. Randomness. Nothing is too bright, I guess. There's nothing that's too offensive.
But it's not white.
Not white.
No.
White. So
white's the way to go.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
What's going on? Oh, what is going on in your shop now?
Well, things are starting to pick back up. I think business is opening up. So our commercial stuff's starting to come back in.
Yeah. Good.
We have interior designers, which are kind of the thing that really keeps us afloat. Like, when interior designers come to us and like, hey, there's this restaurant opening up.
Mm.
They need X amount of tables.
Oh, is that
this
how that
certain
works?
Design. What can you do? And then for our interior designers, we give them at a wholesale price just because we want to keep them coming to us.
Mm-hmm.
And interior designers got to make money, too.
Yeah.
So, and they usually come at us with such a large quantity of stuff that we can...
Everybody's happy?
We can work that out. Yeah.
It's also like a sales point for you because they know, hey, this organic made all these tables. Oh, I'm sitting at this table. I went organic to make me a table.
Yeah.
So that's how it happened in...
That's how, Savernsit,
because your brand was on all of them.
So who's the we, though? Because how big is your operation?
Him and his mom.
His mom. Me, literally his mom.
Mom. Yeah, yeah. Literally. And
she's in the office.
I have a few people that, like, I don't know.
Hang out is the word.
Cole was there, but then he got married and absconded. Cole.
Your first employee is gone.
Iowa or wherever the heck he's from.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, that's a success. Let's throw a success party.
Yeah.
He had an employee.
Yeah, he did.
And that person moved on to bigger and better things. Matt. And you're still open.
COVID has not killed him yet.
Not killed me yet.
Yeah.
And so But yeah, so we're still open. Yeah, when Cole left, you know, like, he left because he graduated from Harding and was getting married, and his fiance was going to law school either in Montana or Malibu. There was one she applied for in Montana and one she applied. I'm not confusing the two. I know they're completely different.
Both start with
Ben's
M.
Looking at me like they're not the same. Yes, I know. I know, Ben. I know they're not the same. I didn't put in the applications to apply.
Okay.
Just letting you know. So anyway, so then he moved, but it was like right when this whole COVID thing really kind of kicked off and left, and then, you know, then we were sitting there like, I don't even know if I'm going to, like, be working here anymore. Yeah. So, like, he bailed at the right time.
He did.
Like,
nice. He did.
And so, yeah, so now things are starting to pick up. And we'll see what happens.
Did you go on the negatives there for any point?
No.
Well, that's good.
I mean, when you don't have any overhead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Except for, you know.
Right.
The lights.
Well, that's
the lights.
Yeah. And mom at the desk.
Yep.
And it didn't last too long. It was just like a 2-week lull of, you know, circling the drain.
Right.
Mm.
But I think everybody kind of did.
Are you still looking for another employee?
At the moment, no.
No.
Yeah.
Not enough labor.
There's not. Needed. Yeah. I mean, they're coming in, but it's not like it was.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to.
Yeah.
You
know.
Baby steps back.
Mm-hmm. Baby steps back. That's it.
Yeah. And you got Hart in the shop.
Yeah, we got Hart in the shop. We got You know, I just love their tagline, first of all. Do it with heart.
Do it with heart.
Which is...
Sure.
I mean, that's where we started at.
Applicable,
like, everything we did
to your
was... Yeah.
Business, for sure.
And what's heart again? Is that the... That's the Walmart...
Tool, yeah.
Okay.
Tool brand.
All right.
Do you use any heart
go
tools?
Go to Walmart.
I do.
To the hardware section.
I think I have a heart tool.
Oh.
Oh, see?
I bought their little pry bar set.
Great.
You told me earlier that you use a pry bar all the time.
Yeah.
And it's their Hart.
Yeah,
driver,
so
right?
It's Hart brand.
Boom.
Yeah, I got it at Walmart because I was looking for a good deal.
Dude.
So
that's it.
I went to Walmart. I looked for a little pry bar because I needed one to remove.
You're
bad
so
trim.
Jaded from working at the distribution
center.
He's so jaded. He just keeps wanting to blow Walmart.
Man.
First of all, tell you what, Walmart, if you're listening, which you're not,
no.
you don't care about this.
Do not send Jack.
You
Henderson
send me anything you want.
Send it to Argan.
I just want to say, I worked very hard for that company.
I'm sure you
did.
And I was compensated well, but
I've heard stories. You're not the only person I've ever known who worked there.
I was left very tired.
That's,
let's just say that.
Yeah.
It was not a rewarding environment.
You're working in a warehouse.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters what name is on the building. You're working in a warehouse.
Yeah.
It's just not one of those thankful jobs.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
Funny thing, though, my old boss lives right next door to where we are.
That is true.
I've never spoken a word to him.
We figured that out.
Well, because he probably is up all night.
He is literally
not outside very
30
often.
Feet that way.
That way, actually.
Oh, is
that
it that way?
Yeah,
he is
way.
Literally 30 feet the opposite direction I thought
this
he was.
This is really playing well for the audio.
Exactly.
Yes, that way.
Because I am pointing everywhere.
He went
in
that
all the
way.
Wrong directions.
What are you building right now? What are some of the builds you've got going on?
Barn door.
Mm.
I built a lamp.
You built a lamp.
I watched the story.
Did you? I just
if you're
did
not
it.
Watching stories, you got to watch the story.
I just did the
it was
stories.
Pretty nice.
Like the full throughout
it was
the day. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna build a lamp today. So
yes.
I took some chunky cypress that I had and I made a lamp.
That was not for anybody. That was just
I wanted to make a lamp.
I better
cool.
make a lamp.
I love lamp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
That's what I did.
Stick that on Etsy, man.
Yeah.
Somebody
do
else
it.
Will copy it.
No, it's actually
theirs.
In my house.
Organic on Etsy. Oh, he made it for him.
Yeah.
It's his lamp. He loves lamp.
I love lamp.
Yes. Yeah. Man. Let me tell you a thing about Etsy. Can I go on an
uh-oh.
Etsy rant
yes.
for
yep.
a minute?
I've been
spill
waiting.
It. Tell
do
us
it.
The secrets of Etsy,
if
which has
not,
done well for you.
Tell people how to make money on Etsy.
Yep. Come up with something that only you have. Until somebody directly rips you off and puts it on their Etsy shop.
Oh, right. Yes. I know this story.
And so if anybody would like a Myers anything file from his Etsy, come to Organic, where I have it posted.
That's not who it was. No.
And re-uploaded it as his own. So I sell some CNC files, some patterns, and they're pretty well known in the community. as a certain waste board on CNC. It can be used on any CNC, really. And they're well known enough to be referred to as the Myers waste board or fence or table, something like that. So every once in a while, I peruse the Etsy to see what is new in CNC world and such. And I see a listing that looks very familiar, yet was not from my shop.
Hmm.
And I click on it, and I think, this is literally my file, and literally the same picture ripped from my shop and re-uploaded
Subtle.
Onto this guy. So I send a message and say, hey man, I see you're selling my file. You haven't contacted me or gotten any permission. Although you can do what you want, that's pretty shady. It wasn't those real words, but it was something like that. And then he responded back to me. And in responding back, your order number pops up right next to the chat, of which he was one of my future or past customers
oh,
who has
brother.
Literally ordered the files
oh,
that he is
brother.
Now selling.
Oh, my gosh.
And he said in the chat, what makes you think these are your files? Facepalm at that moment. What makes me think?
Did you just screenshot it?
Yeah, you should have.
I did a screenshot
oh, you did.
Of. You realize the chat is right next to your orders.
You are
your
a
order
previous
listing.
Customer.
Boom. Why would you buy my files if you're selling them that are exactly the same?
Was he undercutting you?
Yes, by 50%.
So he's selling like your products at
my
like,
product
Walmart prices.
At a Walmart price.
This guy's got a lot of heart.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
no, Jack.
Hilarious.
No.
Jack, no, Jack.
I have nothing
go to
against
the corner.
Heart tools or Walmart.
Take you in your gorgeous hair and you put it in your nose in the corner.
This guy's one of two that were selling my files. The other guy was selling my files again at a discounted price. He was zipping all the files in one
oh,
shot.
Oh, how can
so you're getting five files
him.
For 99 cents.
Wow.
I mean, I would do that too if I didn't know work.
Necessarily for me. It is. I'm a maker. I made something with my own creation, and you directly ripped me off. You did none of the work. You didn't quote me. You didn't say, "This is the." Okay, that's something. I've had people message me saying, "I'm going to buy your file and I'm going to mass produce this. Is
sure.
that okay?" Absolutely, go for it.
Yeah.
You have recognized me as the creator of the file.
Yeah.
Just if somebody asks where you got it, point them my way. That's
yeah.
it. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
This guy directly ripped it off. He also directly ripped off the Arkansas outline with the word home inside.
That was mine.
The only way to get that font
Sorry.
Is from Brian. It is literally the Brian Hickey font because he created that from nothing. And he came back with some snide comment. And I responded back. I don't know if you watch SNL, but when Seth and Amy did the really, I responded back with really with that picture.
Yeah.
And he eventually took things down because I went onto my Myers Woodshop group and said, hey, guys, do me a favor. Report this guy's content.
Victory!
Or send him a message, say this isn't right, take it down. He took down most of his things.
Awesome.
You Me Too'd him.
Yes, I did. I did Me Too.
So is this guy like a Russian troll from the other side of the
I
planet?
I don't know.
We don't know.
One guy actually had an Instagram that was set the same. He didn't even follow me. Okay, if you're going to rip me off, at least give me a follow. You know what I mean? That's kind of shady. You're not even following me, bro.
Come on.
The other guy had no... There was no other internet presence under his Etsy shop name. So, if you are listening and you're thinking about ripping other people's files off,
don't.
One, be smarter. Make a different logo or like file picture.
Be a maker. Do your own thing.
Do your own thing.
Do your own thing.
If you're going to rip somebody off, credit them or, hey, I got it from this. Something like that.
Literally, just make it yourself. Even if it ends up being the same product, make it yourself.
But
exactly.
If you don't want to do that, you can come and buy the Myers waste board at Organic Woodwork.
100% true.
Absolutely true. Yep.
And I made it.
You physically clicked that button. I made it. Physically clicked that
button.
It's
mine.
It's
mine.
That's my rant. Rant over.
I just named it after Ben.
That was worth
so
a rant.
Ben, can we assume you're going to make a video that says, you know, you wouldn't steal a car?
Oh, yes.
You
like
wouldn't
your
steal
mom
a
made
handbag.
You watch in front of all of us. But you would steal my files and post them on Etsy.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
Ripping Ben's files off
is a crime.
Technically, it's not, apparently, according to Etsy, but it is super
Ripping
shady.
Ripping Ben off is theft.
Yes.
Theft
well,
is against the law.
So I did a 3D file for the chess pieces that are going to be
on
type
Which turned out really cool. They turned out really cool.
And so, but I'm going to upload those files.
You should.
To our Etsy.
If you want a 3D chess piece.
3D, because I don't want to make them.
Yeah. Selling a file.
They are super easy to make. You cut them out, but man, just let people make them.
Selling the files is the way to go. Not having to mess with a customer, well, theoretically. Not having to send any physical product. Not having to mess with sales tax to wherever. What? I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. And it just worked out because with Onefinity and sending me the machine.
Yeah.
And so, like, now kind of getting some recognition from the CNC community.
Right, yeah. Uh-huh.
And so, like, people will kind of know, like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. But you batched out, like, 2 YouTube videos on CNC work now?
Yeah.
2 or 3?
Yeah.
You got showcasing. One more cool. in the works,
and
right?
I got one more in the works. It's really cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Yes. I'm excited about the next one.
I have to do some videos on, like, an introduction to the Onefinity because there's a they sold a bunch, and now I need to, like, capitalize in on those people wanting to watch things. Now's my prime time to make some videos.
Oh, yeah.
So.
I mean, I had 300 subscribers.
Uh-huh.
Did you really?
And, like, the videos on the Onefinity, like, you can see, like, the progression of all my videos.
Oh, yeah, it shows, like, in relative to what you normally do.
It's, like, one video is, like, 46 views, and then, like, the Onefinity is, like, 2,000.
Oh, my God. Like,
clearly, you need to keep doing shows.
So, I got something. I'm riding this money pig all the way to the top, boys. Money.
You're not monetized, though, yet, right?
Huh?
You're not monetized on YouTube.
No.
No. Riding it to
I can't even monetize the things that I actually build. What makes you think I can monetize off of YouTube?
That's true.
At some point, I gotta make money.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for my landlord just to kick me out. To be on the street, on the side of the street with my saw-stop table saw.
Door to door, what can I make you? I'll make you something in the front porch.
Rolling that bad boy down the road.
Hey, did you fix your planer?
What do you mean?
Or your joiner?
It was
planer joiner, yeah. Because I remember being in your shop and seeing a huge slab with epoxy poured on it, and it had gone through.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So,
and then it stopped because it was not flat at all.
Yeah, so the... I can't even remember what that little gauge is called now.
A feeler gauge?
Well, yes, that's what it is. That we've used before.
Oh, a digital gauge.
It's a I can't remember the.
So there's a gauge.
Something meter. Anyway,
something meter
that measures the, like, very finely tunes the rollers on the bottom of the Grizzly.
Yes.
Planer.
Yeah.
And so I don't have that, so I'm
a
really,
dial indicator.
Dial, yeah. Some.
Yes.
Yeah. So we've used one. It had, like, a mag switch to it.
Yeah.
I guess it was used to, like, do things sideways.
Uh huh.
So we rotated it down, put the mag switch on, and, like, tried to do it that way. And it works somewhat, but it's not perfect.
Less
and
than ideal.
It keeps, the rollers keep coming loose. Like, I mean, it's a very tiny Allen key that
You're missing
tightens.
One on one side. I did notice that.
What do you mean?
One side is missing.
On the rollers?
This is getting more technical than I thought.
Oh, on those bolts, yeah.
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 You got it for free. You just say, what does he care?
It's not missing.
He's doing it with heart.
The bolt came off in the... Yeah. Yeah, I went for the heart planer.
The heart planer.
So you fixed it.
You fixed it.
So
all that to say.
Ish.
Okay.
He eyeballed it. If it
you
looks straight,
it
is straight.
All right, great.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And if not, I'll sand out
any
snipe with a Merca.
There you go.
There you go.
Brian, what are you up to?
Well, speaking of sanding.
Sanding.
Yeah.
Sanding more plastic pieces.
Yeah, you know how you have arrived at sanding purgatory when your wife brings you a quarter sheet of 220 she found in your laundry?
It's a dryer sheet.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it is. You just toss in a quarter sheet and you're good in the dryer.
A laundry smells like walnuts.
It's very soft.
Everything I'm doing right now involves sanding and more sanding and then some sanding and for fun sanding. Especially the Mandalorian thing that I'm making, and I just hate sanding.
That sounds
but
terrible.
I have to keep doing it, so I'm in that very unpleasant phase where I'm not making any progress. I just keep refining the shape and making this stupid helmet and then sanding it some more just
is
for fun.
Is it the same helmet?
Yeah, it's the same helmet.
The very first helmet that anyone has made, he's still working on. Yes. How many months in? 2, 3?
I've lost count. I have no idea. Yeah. I'm on no timetable here. Maybe by
months.
Halloween. Maybe
a
not.
A long time ago
know.
In a galaxy far away.
There you
is
go.
When he started
that's
it.
What it was.
Yeah.
And but also
it
like
is baby smooth.
Yeah, it
is. Touched it. It is amazing.
And that's only 220. I'm going 400, 600, and then wet sanding that sucker. It's going to be metallic. Ooh. That's right. Yes. It's going to be Beskar.
He's going to super impress someone.
I'm going to impress all the geeks at the convention. Yes. Because I will be amongst them and one
My
of them.
My helmet brings all the geeks to the yard.
Okay. That's not where I was going with that. But
you
it will be completely true.
It would copyright our, yeah. our episode.
But I'm also enjoying laser cutting these geometric insect designs that I'm making.
Those are pretty cool.
Thank you. Yeah.
So you did last the dragonfly, right? That's the last one I saw.
No, haven't done a dragonfly, but it's on the list.
Well, a lightning bug.
That's what I'm doing now.
That was the one.
In chronological order, monarch butterfly, bumblebee, ladybug, which I thought was really cool with its wings out, and lightning bug / firefly. Which I think
Mantis
may or may not be. Do they have wings? I don't know.
They have wings.
I think on their thorax. On
but
their thorax.
To,
whoa.
But
entomology 101.
But you need to have it doing the Karate Kid.
Absolutely.
Pose.
Yes. Oh,
like,
yes.
The mantis, but in the Karate Kid. Like
absolutely.
On a stump, like silhouette.
With a headband.
Okay.
Boom.
Done and done.
Awesome.
Now, I think the next one I'm going to do is going to be really creepy and not beautiful at all.
Spider?
No, it's going to be a stag beetle with all his.
Oh,
claw
yeah.
horn
I
face.
Printed, I literally printed one of those.
You did?
Earlier, yes.
Oh.
It was a
well,
free
I haven't
file
seen that.
From Fab 365. That and the every file from this guy, like, folds. It's all connected, and they fold into, like, 3D. Like, a car prints flat, and then you fold it up. And
is that the one that
car.
You found the Enterprise on that you gave
yes,
me?
Yes,
okay.
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, and he did. I was looking for one.
So he did the Starship Enterprise, but he also did a stag beetle
he
that
did a
way?
Stag beetle.
That's
he
awesome.
He also did the Back to the Future car,
oh,
which is super
okay.
cool. Yeah, he does a lot of
Very
cool
nice.
Things. So
that's what I got right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yep. What about you?
I just got a sample in from a company that makes t-shirts, holographic t-shirts.
What?
They're normal shirts with, like, the wording and stuff is holographic.
Really?
And, yeah, I don't remember what it's called. But
I thought
oh, man,
you've covered all the bases. Holographic t-shirts. Let's try that.
They make holographic t-shirts. They're wanting to. They have a laser. They're wanting to add a second one.
Uh-huh.
So they found my video on YouTube. I believe that's how they found it.
Sure.
And they're like, hey, we're looking at buying your laser. If we send you some samples, can you run some tests at these numbers and see if that laser will
Why
work?
Am
and
I
if
not
it does,
surprised?
We're going to buy it.
Of course you are.
So
that
is what I am doing right now.
That's cool.
We took your coffee design.
We did.
Your
Yeah.
Black, what's it? What'd it say?
Get it yourself coffee
Get
shop.
Get it yourself coffee shop. Yeah. So a girl on Instagram loves it, and I had a extra coffee mug, and I'm learning to use the rotary on the laser.
And
so,
he is making progress.
I actually have started making money.
There you go.
Using the rotary. I've gotten good enough to where I can
He's
do
got
it,
it
now.
Figured out.
You did, I saw the bridal.
Yeah, I did four cups for a bridal.
Was it a
groom's gift?
Gift thing?
Or
okay.
bridesmaid gifts, I'm
Whatever.
Not sure. And those turned out really good. So I've gotten good enough to where, like, hey, if you're listening, you need some laser cups.
Yeah.
I'm your man.
Yeah, he is.
Send them this way. I can make it happen.
Because you have to literally switch out, hardwire that laser to make that. And every time I come over here and I want to use a laser and that stupid thing's in there, I'm like, I'm sweating bullets trying to rewire a 60-watt laser and then import
it's
some library file
and
set.
File.
It's a freaking laser. It freaks me out.
Okay. But yeah, so I've been messing around with that, and then the Onefinity, I ordered a spindle for it.
Yeah.
Water cooled spindle.
Yes.
Very excited, very nervous. I've never messed with a spindle before. Only ever used routers and CNCs. Mm-hmm. So we got a water cooled spindle. It's not cheap either. Well, it was relatively cheap. It's a Chinese one on Amazon.
Well, it's
it was
still a huge step up from just a palm router mounted on a swing arm.
Yeah, so we're going to get that the end of next week because of COVID. Everything is not two-day prime. So that comes the end of next week, so we're going to try, is a spindle worth it, basically.
Okay.
And this is a legit video because I have no idea if it's worth it. So we'll see. You'll learn along with me in this video. And then I did buy some aluminum extrusion and 10-10, I think, aluminum extrusion. So it's like a square that has slots down all four sides.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like essentially like what the 3D printers are made of. And I plan on making an enclosure for the CNC. I'll buy some plexiglass, and it'll fit in those channels. And then, so it'll just be kind of something you can lift off and move. Relatively light. Nice.
Plans.
I'm going to laser on the Onefinity logo and my logo.
Yes.
Kind of. I'm going to put in LEDs in there and maybe do like a backlit something. That'll be a video.
Basically, it's
going
to look like it just landed from orbit by the time he's done with it.
Are you going to put hinges on it so you just have to lift it up? Or are you going to have it where you just like pick that bad boy up?
No, it's going to be able to just pick up and off if I need to move it somewhere or, you know, vacuum up or something or access parts around it. But I'm debating how to do the front door to access it normally. I'm thinking either maybe like a two sliding pieces of plexiglass, kind of like barn style door that way. I see a lot that like fold up, you know, lift up. With the 3D printer, I can print like handles or hinges or something like that. So I'll experiment. I'm not exactly sure how it's going to do. I'm worried. So it has to be 4 feet long, all four sides basically. Yeah. So my plan was just do a 4 foot long strip along top and bottom and then the verticals on each end. But I'm worried that I'm going to need a cross brace in between. And if I do, that may change my design of the door. So I'm not exactly sure. So if you have any ideas and you're listening and I haven't put the video out and whatever, you're following along on Instagram, shoot me your ideas. I'd love to know them. So this is all, let's figure it out. It's nicer than like building a wood something. It looks...
Yeah,
for real, built out of metal. So I also need to cut the metal in half, and I'm not exactly sure how to cut aluminum extrusion. Aluminum blade in a chop saw?
Yeah.
You done that?
Can you do
that? No idea.
Nope.
Do you have a metal cutting
hacksaw?
I do not have a
chop saw.
No,
is a metal saw.
But I don't have a metal cutting chop saw. I only have my woodworking miter saw.
How big are how thick?
They are an inch thick.
Bimetal blade on a reciprocating saw. You can do it.
I need it to be a smooth, straight cut.
You can do it.
I think
your arms really tight.
I think they tighten sell up. Aluminum blades for a miter saw, and that's what my first look is going to be.
Well, yeah, that would be.
I just have never done it.
That would be the way if that exists.
Dremel.
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 Cut off wheel.
Just Dremel around.
You still have a Dremel, right?
It would take a really long. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, it's going to take forever.
Yeah. I also did some concrete to the front of my... How did you like...
Concrete.
Is the first time... You like that concrete ramp coming in here?
Is that
when it rains?
Look at that sod job.
Yeah, no slip. It's always... So I built my shop in the lowest point of my house. Always wet back
in
here.
In a swamp.
In a swamp right there. So right at the base of where the ramp comes out into the thing, water held. You basically had to step in a puddle to get inside, and that ramp was made of wood, and it was rotting away. And it would also wick water up into the side of the shop, which is not good. So, episode 2 or 3, we had Peter Romano Masonry. He is now Rowdy Roman, selling some stuff on Etsy, firefighter chucks and CNC and stuff. So check that out. Anyways, he came over, and we did, in total, 44 bags of quickcrete.
That's crazy. Wow. Put that Tundra to work, didn't you?
Yes, so... Tundra can hold 2,068 pounds in the back of the truck, quote-unquote, from the manufacturer, safely. We put a pallet of 33, which is 2,684 pounds, or something close to that.
It's a little over.
Yeah, it was just a little over.
Tad over.
I was definitely low-riding it, you know.
Scraping the hitch on the way
not
back?
Quite,
okay.
Not quite. It wasn't that bad. I mean, it rode fine. And Ace Hardware is like,
oh, that's right.
Away.
It was just down the street.
Yeah.
So
okay.
It was a lot better than having to lift the bags in the back of my truck and then lift them back off.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, and when you got here, of course, you busted out the four-wheeler.
I slid it off the back of the truck onto the four-wheeler and did loops around the house, just dropping it off. Work smarter, not harder.
That's how it's done.
That's how it's done.
You can watch my Instagram of the time-lapse of me just doing circles.
Yes, you can.
Dropping them off.
And it looks great.
It looks.
You guys
I
did a great job with Pete.
He did great, and we took the laser engraved
that
tile.
That was a nice touch.
If you look at the Instagram post, half of the comments are "That's really cool," and then the other half is a mixture of people who don't follow me who just saw that one post of the tile going into concrete, thinking, "Who the heck would put a laser of their company in somebody else's concrete?" Because they didn't know it was mine.
They thought you just slammed that in at random somewhere.
Well, it's like, logo in a random.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
Look at the,
needs to be done.
The concrete logo we did of organic.
Oh, yeah.
Back
true.
In, back in what was like last April, maybe?
Half
last
a year,
May,
a year ago.
June.
Yeah.
And when I leave that building, it's still there.
It's there forever.
People are going to be like, who?
You know, what does this have to do
that's
with
that's right.
Yeah. I was here. Yep.
We also did put our handprints. Mom, dad,
and your raptor son.
Two kids. Yeah, he held his hand with his thumb backward and would not like relax it to put it flat. But that captured his personality perfectly.
Yeah.
Fisher wanted it perfect.
He just went velociraptor
the
on it.
Just jabbed it in there.
It's that nice couple with their deformed son.
Yeah. So that all did. And then, the last quarter of the comments were that's going to fall out. Check back in 30 days.
Okay, I guess we'll find out. How long's it been?
Not 30, maybe halfway there.
Okay.
But the tile would fall out?
Looks like it's holding to me.
I don't know how.
Who cares? Why do people even need to, like...
How much does that concrete expand and contract in heat and cold?
I'm not a concrete guy, so I'm not sure. I don't know.
Should have asked Pete.
I did learn you need to put a piece of plastic between the concrete and whatever you're putting it up against. I wouldn't have done that if he wasn't there.
Yeah.
Now I know.
Moisture barrier.
Yes.
Sure.
Oh. So. Like what? Like plexiglass or?
No, just plastic, cloth.
Oh,
I had
like sheeting.
Plastic drop cloth.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I guess you saw it. I mean, we did that in the, because we were going to be coming up the wall.
I didn't ever see that happen there. No, but yeah.
Well, would treated 2x be the same thing?
I have that underneath.
Gotcha.
Where what it was going against.
Yeah.
And he still said, no, we need to put a piece of plastic there. Okay. So.
I don't know what that is.
Did you spray for termites before you did the concrete?
No.
Do you know a guy?
I do.
Did you spray for spiders?
No.
Did you spray
ironically,
for cockroaches?
I don't spray my own house very often. Oh. We did have an outbreak of earwigs.
Those are nasty.
They're not like a nasty bug. But
they're
they have
not,
pinchers
huh?
on their back.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, kind of.
They don't do anything.
They
don't.
They
use those to chop plant matter. They will not pinch you with
today
those.
Today I learned.
That's Brian's next insect.
You
that is a great idea for something that I'm never going to do.
Claws out their
geometric
butt,
earwig.
Basically.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So.
No.
Yep.
The rectal claw.
That's where I'm at.
Won't be
finish this up with what's going on. We can't find you anywhere because you don't exist on.
Can't find me anywhere.
Instagram or Facebook.
You're just here. You're
so I guess I'll leave you with my personal project.
All right.
For someone who does not have a shop,
yeah,
I will have to borrow someone else's in South Carolina.
Mm.
I just designed an entertainment center.
Mm.
I think I posted it on your Myers Woodshop group, my plans for it.
Well, I gotta go look at
that. I haven't seen them yet, but I need to look.
I'm in the process of, I've designed it. I just have to buy the materials and find someone who will let me use their garage to build it.
Sweet.
What tools are you lacking to make this?
Oh, a table saw.
Table saw is
and
number
that
one.
That would be number one.
Is that something you want to get? Why not buy a portable table saw now?
I could.
It's not something you would use on your job site?
I'm not working out of a truck.
Oh, yeah.
I'm working out of a Volkswagen Tiguan.
Yes.
So that takes up the entire bag.
I carry 16-foot materials on the roof rack of this
you got
car
a,
that is maybe 10 feet long.
Got an awesome roof rack, fortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a vanity purchase back when we got the car.
For sure.
That actually works now.
But
made one of those.
It has paid itself off tenfold working for this company.
Perfect.
Because you just lash everything to it.
You get a raise if you drive a vehicle that can transport materials.
Oh, really?
And so I drive.
And you were like, heck yeah, I can transport that stuff.
I drive a
strap
soccer mom. You know, a hip soccer mom car.
Uh-huh.
It is a slick looking.
And I transport bundles of,
sport UV.
Of shoe mold on top.
Okay.
So,
all right.
So table saw, it's kind of, it's not practical for me to have it right now, portable or cabinet saw wise. So we'll see. And the house we just bought, unfortunately, doesn't have a garage.
Ugh.
But just location wise,
basement?
That's what we landed on.
Attic?
So I'll probably.
Space?
For a while, we've got some home improvement projects we'll do because we don't have any furniture because we're young and poor. So we're going to pretty much have an empty house. So I'll probably make one of the front rooms my workshop
for
all the trim projects that I'll do there. Fortunately, I have the...
Three bed? Is it a three bed?
Three bed, 2.5 bath.
Nice.
So backyard, solar panels on the roof.
Whoa.
Which is
pretty cool.
Paid
cool.
off. Awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, speaking of, this episode is literally brought to you, literally
to
you by DeWalt. Because the power to my house went out earlier today. There is no power in the shop. If you're watching on YouTube, you're going to see the weird lighting.
Yeah.
That is because it's almost like mood lighting in here. That is because I'm literally running off of the DeWalt 1800 4-port charger pack that is also a generator. And that is powering everything we have in here.
Yeah. Which I just want to say thank you so much for the gift of that generator. I didn't know I would come here and walk away with tools.
Oh, yeah.
So apparently every one of your guests comes here.
Yes. Everyone you interview with them
and they leave
from
with
the shop.
They leave with something
you,
from
you
the
know
shop.
What? You know what? Brian? I think, sure.
It's yours.
Oh, yeah,
yours.
Go ahead. Thanks. Help yourself, Jack.
You're also sponsored by Heart now, so go ahead and go to the shop and grab the Heart
stuff.
That.
So. I said,
Jack, I'm not sponsored, so you can't have anything for that.
Come and take your pencils.
No.
Mandalorian helmet.
No.
Awesome. All right, we're going to end there.
All right.
Any final thoughts? Anything you want to finish up with?
No.
Thank you to our patrons.
Yes.
For sure.
Thank you much.
We're still listening.
Oh, one more thing. I'm sorry. I am making my geometric insects available as SVG files on Etsy.
Oh, yeah.
Personal plug.
We're going to put them on our
you can find those
patron
files.
Page.
Oh, you are?
Let's give them for free on our patrons.
That works for me.
That's what we're going to do.
Okay.
Are you giving away stuff for free?
Yeah. I'm taking your stuff.
Well, not for
literally
free.
Literally ripping it off
patrons.
And giving it
no,
to our patrons.
No, see, you just asked me permission in person.
Well, that's cool, because we're giving the generator
everyone
to
who listens.
That's awesome.
So
let's do
the guy who has a solar power home really needs a generator.
In reality.
So going to reality, I think we will have a giveaway coming up soon.
Okay.
I don't know exactly when or what. But there is something in the works.
Or for what purpose?
There is something in the works. I think it's sooner than later.
Okay.
So keep listening. There will be some sort of giveaway that a listener, not anybody in this room, a listener is going to win something free.
Okay.
Something cool. Something woodworking related, because that's generally where we kind of
fall. That's usually the way we do it.
So,
yeah. Not always.
But yeah, that's pretty exciting.
All right.
So stay tuned for that.
Cool.
All right.
Thanks for coming, Jack.
Yes.
Thanks for having
me. Yep.
Thanks, Jack's hair.
Thanks for letting us marry your sisters.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I asked his permission after I went to his
I
dad.
Have six of them. You can
have them all.
Take them all.
I only want one. Thank you. It's enough. All right, we'll catch you all. It's the only one I need.
That's what
so
he meant.
Thank
that's better.
The one I have. I'm very blessed.
Anyways,
save me now. We'll see you on the next episode.
Maybe.
Thanks for listening to the Phil Kilt podcast.
And we'll be here.
Goodbye.
I won't be here.
Ciao.
We'll catch y'all later. Bye.